What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, we talked a little bit about it, but man, you know, I got so much respect for Jalen Hurts as a player and also as a man, because a lot of people, things happen to them and they get scuffed and all they want to do is complain. You saw Jalen Hurts, highly recruited football player coming out of high school. He becomes a starter at Alabama. Then all of a sudden...
He gets benched in a national championship game.
He plays a lousy first half. They pull the plug with him. And, you know, Tua comes in. And
man,
then
Tua can't
team.
Hold his jock.
Not as a pro.
No, as a pro.
But what he did was work his butt off. Goes to Oklahoma. Works with Lincoln Riley. He ends up being, I think, the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy that year.
Mike.
But then questioning if he can be an NFL quarterback. He lasts into the second round, and look what he did has done. Man, you know, a lot of people, they sort of feel sorry for themselves. Or it's
not
somebody
Jalen
else's
Hurts.
Fault. No, look at Jalen, how he handles not only failure, but how he's handled success
as
a player.
Adversity. No, he's a pro. And Jalen Hurts, just like how he interviews, he's too cool for school. Jalen Hurts is a winner. You know what? Are you a winner loser is the right word, but are you a winner in how you handle adversity? When you look at Jalen Hurts, okay, he looked at the last time when they lost at the last second field goal to the Chiefs, 38-35. So he remembers that. So I'm going to build upon this and what it's going to take. Let me tell you what. You play in Philadelphia, and you look at media and all that, the fan base is like New York.
Yep.
They want to run you out of town. Jalen Hurts is a warrior. Talk about a good dude on and off the field. It doesn't get any better than that. Jalen Hurts, now, if you look at it, did he ever pout? Because you know what's crazy? Think about this. This is the Louisiana connection. He hits Devontae with the bomb.
Devontae Smith. From a meet.
And then all of a sudden, Tua throws him the bomb in overtime to beat Georgia in a national championship.
Yeah.
Okay, but he felt sorry for himself? No. I go into Oklahoma, and I go on, and look where he's at now.
And we had Pete Jenkins on, and Pete talked about, I never coached him. He said, I'm a defensive line
coach.
Yeah. But he said, just being around him, coach his son, his dad was an offensive line coach, and that was the work ethic. Man, you're tired. Well, you're going to be tired, similar to what your old coach used to say. You'll be tired when I tell you you're tired.
He was raised right. Both his mom and dad are education coaches and all that. Parents do make a difference and the influence on your life and all how you keep things in perspective. But Mike, when you look at what Jalen Hurts has done, that's what makes America great. When we talk about night, I'm just going to give you something because, no, he earned it. I'm all about merit. based on merit. Well, Jalen Hurts has earned his position, and you got to acknowledge that. I mean, you might say, no.
He's still a young cat in his business, too.
And I'm telling you, that's a hostile territory in Philly. How they booed Santa Claus. They were 2-2 at the beginning of the year. They want to run off the coach. They want to get rid of everybody. Then now they're all on the bandwagon.
No, yeah, Sirianni now is getting all these accolades. I'm going to tell you, in the first quarter of the season, talk show in Philly was all about
the worst.
He's the guy we not doing better than what we are. Sirianni.
No, he's bitching at the fans and all that.
He's getting a fight with players I think a lot of times.
But the players respect him, like Dan Campbell and all that. The players, they want you to confront them and talk about man to man. Don't be a damn wuss.
Because we saw him and A.J. Brown, and then, man, he picks a fight with Jalen Carter. Now, you can pick a fight with a lot of guys, but you don't pick a fight with Jalen Carter on the sidelines. But that, you always use that term, you can't fake the funk.
No, you can't. No, they know if like you're scared. If you're scared, like Ricky Jackson used to say, if you're scared, say you're scared. They know if you're scared or not. That's why, Mike, they know if you're faking the funk or not. Because it's day in and day out. They know where you're coming from. And can you handle that? Because a lot of responsibility. Come on, you're the damn quarterback of an NFL team. You're the head coach of an NFL team.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You talk about two different personalities, Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. Two totally different personalities.
Oh, my God. Who's a prima donna personality you have to deal with? He's reading a damn book on the sideline.
A.J. Brown.
Okay, you look at A.J. Brown, his contribution. Now, he scored a touchdown and all that.
He played big yesterday.
No, but Mike.
He did play big yesterday.
But it wasn't so unbelievable. What did he end up catching, A.J. Brown? He probably had three or four catches.
A.J. Brown had 3 catches, 43 yards,
but he could
1 touchdown.
Yeah.
14 yards a catch.
Hey.
But DeVonta Smith continues that role. Now, this is 4 games he's played against the Chiefs. He's caught 24 passes against them.
Hey, the weapons. That's why football, that's what I love. It is truly a team sport. And how do you use your weapons and take advantage of what the defense is trying to do?
One of the things
we
talked about, certainly Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. But, man, Milton Williams from Crowley High School in Texas, a lightly recruited. He was an undersized defensive end. He was tall, but he was a skinny guy. Goes to Louisiana Tech. Ends up being a 3rd-round pick. Bob, yesterday, 4 tackles, 2 sacks, and a forced fumble for Milton Williams. And guess what?
You're like Aaron Donald.
He's in the final year of his contract.
Oh.
So Milton be able to cash in. But this was a guy, when he came out of high school, he was either a 2 kind of star guy or maybe a 3. He wasn't a highly recruited guy. Tall, lanky guy. I remember him at Tech.
Late bloomer.
And he filled in. And look the impact he had yesterday. He was in the backfield as much as Pacheco was yesterday for the Chiefs.
Well, Mike, to show you now, listen, I want it to be entertained. If it's a three-peat, it's a three-peat. I liked the last game when they played in Glendale, Arizona. I wanted it to go down to the wire. But you can't force it. You got to go compete, and what's going to happen? You know what I knew the Chiefs were really in trouble? Mike, by the first time had come to a close, okay, it's like in the first half, the Chiefs had managed 1 first down.
What?
Now think about it. This is Pat Mahomes, and all they're trying to say, he's going to be the greatest of all time to surpass the GOAT, to surpass Tom Brady. He had 1 first down. They had 23 net yards, and he had already thrown 2 interceptions. Now, it just shows you the human element.
That we can cut this a lot of different ways, but you know the old school deal of winning up front, offensive, defensive line, is still intact today, and it will have an impact on what you saw. Is going to have an impact free agency in the draft.
Mike, I brought my binoculars to the game, and I said, I don't know where to have it sitting in the dome, you know, the media, the auxiliary media and all that. So I said, I'm going to see who's winning up front. Man, I tell you, I get humbled. The Chiefs offensive line?
They got humbled.
Because the left tackle, they're making him play left tackle, but he's really a left guard, Tooney.
He's a really good left guard.
Yeah, but, Mike,
but man, he's outside on the edge, he got
and you know, they were just freaking running over him, just bull rushing him. And that's because of Vic. You know, they're watching film in that film room. I've been there. They go, this is what you got to do against this cat. You know, he's athletic and all that. Just freaking run over his ass. Freaking power. Use power and just throw him into Mahomes. Throw him into the quarterback. And, Mike, that's what happened.
Like you always used to tell me about, Mike, you know, for some teams it was like, okay, 0-1, 0-2, 0-3, then I can throw it. Yesterday reminded me of the game you told me about against the Bills. You get the snap, and it was one, and bang.
No,
there wasn't even no one,
Mike,
and a half.
No, you have your mind like 1,001. One. Okay, just a second. 1,001-1, a second and a half. Like Bruce Smith, they were coming. And all of a sudden, I'm ready to get rid of the ball, but ain't nobody freaking open. And I can't run around like Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson and all that.
Or Mahomes.
I said, I'm going to stand in the pocket and make the throw. So if y'all get open, I can run. But then all of a sudden, it's time to throw. And then that's when you know football's not fun. And then it's like it's a damn job. You're just trying to freaking hang in there and make the best of it.
I'll call Smith. Hang in there, Bobby.
No, and I'm looking at Carl, man. We got to do something else. One time I told Carl Smith, we got to do something else. But what? Like, I remember the Eagles. We were awesome in the first half. Then the second half, Reggie White and I was rushing. And I'm doing the same thing. I didn't forget how to play. And all of a sudden, them plays he's calling ain't working. And you know what he tells me? Just keep fighting. Keep fighting. I go, what the hell you think I'm doing? I'm fighting my ass off. I mean, I'm fighting.
Hey, this ain't the baseball field, Carl.
Yeah. Keep fighting. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, I like that strategy. Keep fighting. I'm getting the crap beat out of it. Like, keep fighting. Okay, come on.